For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Over the past two decades, the number of immigrants relocating to Kentucky has surpassed the national average. The number coming to Bowling Green and Warren County are even higher. WKU economics professor Dr. Brian Strau has been studying what those numbers mean and says not only is he not surprised by them, more would be better.
Sure. Historically, Kentucky was not number one on people's list to immigrate to if they were coming to the United States. But frankly, some other larger cities were more welcoming to immigrants than and immigrants typically like cities. They like to have amenities maybe that they're used to in countries that they're from. And so immigrating to rural areas overall has not been a high on their priority list.
And overall, let's start with this. Overall, you're saying it's very much a net plus for the economy with this immigration.
Oh, absolutely. Every year that the U.S. Census has collected data from 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, every year that we have data, and we look at number of hours worked by people born in America and compare it to the number of hours worked from people who live here but are born abroad, foreign-born people have always worked more hours. That's always been true. That hasn't changed, and it's because this is a land of opportunity. The vast majority of people who move here from abroad do so because they see that their work is rewarded here, and they come here to work and live very productive lives.
Some of the statistics you cite here of foreign-born workers have a higher employment percentage than native-born in this area.
Exactly.
Higher mean earnings, higher percentage self-employed, which is, I think, a real key to this.
Yes, they're very entrepreneurial, so they're more likely to be self-employed. They're more likely to have a job. Those that have jobs work more hours at those jobs than native-born Americans, and their incomes, in fact, then result in being higher. I mean, I think that's a key statistic, is in Bowling Green, people who are foreign-born have a higher average salary, a higher average income than people who were born here.
Because of working for themselves, having their own
largely
businesses.
Because working for themselves, and it's not because they have a higher level of education on average. Because that's not the case. On average, these people have lower levels of education, so it does come from an increased work ethic.
Coming to, picking up from where you've born and raised and coming to America is a major act of entrepreneurship in and of itself.
It is. It shows some selection bias. People who have the risk preference to be able to pick up and move away from family, away from their culture, away from the language that they know. It's a difficult task. And so you're in a sense, you're getting the cream of the crop, those who are voluntarily suggesting that, hey, this is worth the risk, and it's only going to be worth that risk if I make an effort to succeed.
Don't want to leave the impression that everyone who comes over here immediately becomes a successful independent businessman. A lot of blue-collar workers, manufacturing still a major employer of foreign-born.
Manufacturing is still the biggest employer here in Warren County of the foreign-born population. And one thing with Bowling Green specifically is it does have an international refugee center. So we have been attracting a number of immigrants who are from war-torn places of the world. And these are not people with tons of human capital and don't come over immediately wealthy. What they do come over with, though, still is a willingness to work and work hard. And no, they're only making $9-$10 an hour, but they're putting in a number of hours of work. And $9 an hour may not sound like a lot to most people, but when they come from countries that the average person earns about $2 a day, $9 an hour is quite an improvement.
At a recent seminar you participated in, one of the presenters was talking about this, saying people like this are successful because, in a way, they've got nothing to lose. It's just, this is what they're going to do.
Absolutely. They have nowhere else to go. And so it's quite nice that our community has been welcoming with open arms to let these people help to improve themselves.
Yeah. It's not all positive. Again, I don't want to paint, blue sky or, look through rose-colored glasses. There are some negative statistics about the foreign-born immigrants coming in, higher percentage of below poverty, below the poverty level, less owner-occupied housing, lower education level.
Mm-hmm.
There is that negative aspect of foreign-born immigrants coming in here and being a drain on the local economy.
Absolutely. And so what you see is, particularly when they first get here, again, if we're talking specifically about refugees, they don't speak the language. They've got oftentimes not even a high school education level. So their entry spot is particularly low. So if you're just looking at averages, they could be a drain on the economy for a while. But also what we see through the data is the longer that they're here, they don't stay at that same low level. They increase education levels, they increase earning levels, and they become, over time, very productive citizens who are net benefit rather than a net drain on the local economy. But if you want to look, the day they get off the ship, the day they get off a plane, you could see in that short period of time a negative economic impact. Again, that doesn't stay over time.
I imagine just something as basic as language skills would hold them back initially. As they get better with the language, they get better with their economic status.
Absolutely. I can't even imagine myself trying to be dumped, heading to some other country whose language I don't speak. I'd have a hard time trying to figure out that language. And even though I'd be a go-getter and be willing to work hard, that is a barrier for a lot of people. And it doesn't get fully overcome until the next generation. But when you look at the statistics for the children of immigrants, they learn language just as well as people who are born here. And so it's certainly by the next generation, they're up to American standards.
I know there's one elementary school in Bowling Green that when they send the notes home with the kids for their parents, they send the notes out in six different languages.
Mm-hmm. So it's an added cost for sure. But it's also, I'm sure, appreciated by the parents, because at the end of the day, we're going to benefit as a community if more people are educated. And if it means relaying that information in another language, well, so be it.
Yeah. Interesting statistics you had on one of your sheets here. And it may not be an immigration thing, but you broke it down by decade, not mm-hmm. just by by the countries. But a lot of immigrants were doing better in the 90s than in the 2000s. I would imagine like a lot of us were.
Yes, that is true. The immigrants who immigrated to Bowling Green and Warren County in the 1990s significantly have outperformed people who were born in the United States who live in Bowling Green. But there has been a trend in the last decade that we've been taking a large percentage of our immigrants who are moving to Bowling Green are more of the refugee status, coming from third world countries, as it were, who don't have the human or physical capital that maybe some of our immigrants did in the 1990s. So if you are looking at a trend, we are attracting, over the last decade, less educated immigrants who are starting at a lower economic level.
But looking ahead to the future, more good news ahead?
Absolutely. That's what we've always seen. We've been a nation that has assimilated immigrants. We're a whole country of immigrants. And if you stop and took a snapshot in any decade, you'd always see that there's that entry level. The first people here are struggling at the beginning. But you come back in 10 years, a generation, two generations, they're indistinguishable from the rest of the population.
Professor Brian Stroud, thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.